Well, we say, good morning to our young friends. We're missing Stanley and Molly and Grace and Jamie visiting family down on the south coast. So this morning, we're just going to postpone looking at a children's survival kit for another week or so. And instead, I thought, I'll tell you a little bit about what I was doing yesterday. I was doing some gardening. I know others were too, because Mr. and Mrs. Croot were here doing the church garden. And I was up in the meadow getting rid of some of the various things that are growing up there. I thought this morning that the trip down from the pulpit to here would have been with rather more of a limp and with a degree of stiffness, but not too bad at all. Glad to report that. However, when you're doing a bit of gardening, you need to be watching out for what there is in the flower beds and around and about you. Why is that, Catherine?
Weeds.
There are weeds. An awful lot of weeds. Can you tell me some of these weeds, Timothy?
Dandelions.
Charlotte, another one? Oh, you had dandelions. Yeah, Timothy?
Thistles.
Yeah.
Stinging nettles.
What can you tell me about those? Charlotte?
They sting.
They sting. And what's the result of them stinging? Catherine?
You get a nasty little pain.
You do. And I got one of those right here and right there. And this is how it happened, because I was digging up nettles. It wasn't as if I was not looking for nettles. I was seeing these nettles and I thought, right, we're going to get these roots and all. So I was getting on merrily with that. But we have, somewhere in the jungle, a rhubarb patch. Not that I'm partial to rhubarb, but nevertheless, a rhubarb patch. Of some value, rhubarb. Do you like rhubarb? Well, there's some nods here. There's some nods. I look a bit further afield. But anyway, I'm primarily concentrating here. Yes. So there were these rhubarb plants. And I know that you get things amongst those that you don't want. So I'm digging around there. But I missed. Under the leaf of this particular rhubarb plant, what was there? What do you think, David? What I've just been talking about there?
Steve.
Correct. Missed this one. But, I had some gloves on, but it still got me through those. And, I knew about that one. And I looked and I thought, this is interesting. Because there, if we think the rhubarb plant was perhaps to some an enticing prospect, you could view that and you can already see in your mind's eye rhubarb crumble and all that goes with that. You reach in and, ooh, there was a sting in this, hidden away where I couldn't see it. There was this little nettle. They don't have to be great big things either to sting you. I think sometimes the smaller ones are more vicious than the bigger ones, but I can't prove that scientifically. That's just observation there. Now, isn't that so much like how the devil works with things? That he will offer us something attractive, so it seems. And we'll say rhubarb here is attractive enough. There it was. But you reach for it, and there was something hidden, wasn't there? See, the devil, and not making a great thing here about sinfulness of rhubarb, far from it there, you enjoy your rhubarb, but something attractive, and we reach for it, and there's a sting in it. And that is how the devil would deal with us. We might think, oh, that seems such a good thing to go for. That seems as if that will suit me just down to the ground. I'm going to get that thing. My friends all say it's good. They talk like this. They think like this. They behave like this. I'm going to reach for that kind of thing as well. And you didn't notice, because the devil had planted it within where you couldn't see it. There was a sting in it. So, a little lesson. Sin always has a sting in it. It always has downsides to us. Oh, it's an offence to God. There's the first thing. We go away from God. We have God's displeasure against us when we sin. There's a sting in that. But more so as well, it destroys us. It damages us. And it may be for a while, and sometimes you can be stung by something, you not even realize until afterwards you go, oh, hang on, why is this hurting here? And there's almost a delayed reaction. So never think that sin is a shortcut to something, that you can reach for sin without any consequences, because it will change us. And it makes us worse. And it makes us perhaps liars or more covetous or more jealous, and it begins to destroy our character and our will and our feelings and our consciences. There is always a cost in sin. So there it was, something that looked attractive, something that looked as if, this is good. You reach for it, there was a sting. So never think that sin is cost-free. You look to God. Do it his way. Look at his word. Go with what that says. And his blessing more surely will rest on you than if you sin, where his blessing will not rest on you or me. Well, may God encourage us and continue on in his ways. Come back to our children's survival kit, we trust, in a week's time.